Political ads for the presidential election in 2020 are starting now, nearly a year and a half before Election Day. Advertising on TV and digital platforms is expected to cost $6 billion, according to Advertising Analytics, which tracks political ads. Joining us now to talk about how this affects Michigan is Craig Mauger. He's the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. That's a watchdog group which follows politics and money in Michigan. Hey, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me, Lester.
So let's start with those presidential political ads we all love so much. The first salvo hit cable TV and digital outlets today. Who's advertising already?
Well, we have a lot of candidates who are advertising on social media right now. I mean, a lot of the Democratic candidates are advertising on Facebook to try to raise money in order to qualify for upcoming Democratic debates. That's been going on for a while. President Trump's campaign has been spending millions of dollars on Facebook advertising. When it comes to TV advertising, the word is that one of the Democratic presidential candidates, Kirsten Gillibrand, is going to start running some cable ads here soon. So, you know, we're pretty far out from the election, and the TV advertising and digital advertising has already got some rocket fuel behind it.
Yeah, I was reading a post by Jonathan Oesting, I should say, an article by Oesting, who he's saying that Gillibrand's going to be going through a few states in the Midwest with something called a Trump Broken Promises Tour. Is this kind of standard to throw out some TV spots just because you're running through a few states? Does that make sense?
I think that we're at a place with these presidential campaigns where they're posting huge fundraising numbers. I mean, they're raising millions upon millions of dollars this far out. And if you're trying to get your poll numbers up, trying to become one of the top tier candidates, TV advertising and digital advertising are the best ways to raise your name ID. So for someone like her, at this point, running some TV ads is a way to get more people to know about you. And I think for there being, you know, more than 20 Democratic candidates for president, a lot of them are in this struggle for recognition.
Yeah, two dozen people running for the nomination. I want to ask you just one more question about timing of all this stuff. We'll get back to money in just a second. But, you know, there have already been several debates. Have we ever seen a race for president start so early?
That's a great question. I mean, it seems like each cycle elections are starting earlier and earlier. I haven't looked at exactly the presidential election start dates, but I know before when I've looked at U.S. House campaigns, they're starting earlier and earlier. I mean, when you look at how much money these candidates have to raise, the earlier you start, the bigger jump you get on raising that money.
Well, let's talk about the money that's being spent. As I mentioned at the beginning, $6 billion overall in the nation on presidential campaign. Advertising Analytics predicts broadcast and cable TV will get about $4.4 billion of that $6 billion nationwide. If Michigan is considered a swing state, what's that going to mean for TV in this state?
It will mean that there will be a lot of TV stations that are going to be very happy with the amount of money coming into their buildings later this year. I mean, if Michigan is one of five swing states that are going to decide this election, and that's what people expect right now. Expectations in politics can be very wrong, and they're wrong very often, but we will see millions upon millions of dollars in TV advertising. I was looking back at 2016, where a lot of people thought going into the year that Michigan was going to be in Hillary Clinton's hands and that the Clinton campaign wasn't going to have to spend a lot of money to win the state. There were only about, I think, 3 million or so ads broadcast and spending on broadcast TV ads in Michigan before the 2016 election. And a lot of it happened right before the election in the final couple of weeks. If Michigan is on both campaigns' radar going in from the beginning, you know, we'll see sustained advertising from the candidates and of course, these outside spender super PACs for months leading up to the election. So we'll see a huge jump in advertising likely over what we saw in 2016. Money follows competition. So if it's close in Michigan, it's going to cost a lot.
Yeah, this Advertising Analytics I was talking about, they predict that there's $121 million coming to Michigan for both cable and broadcast TV. Does that seem possible?
I mean, it's very possible. I mean, I think that number is very possible. It could be more than that. I mean, there's already been, I think Michigan is already in the top 10 states as it stands right now for Facebook political ads. When I checked this morning, I counted 4 campaigns that have spent already more than $1 million on Facebook ads across the country. The money is flowing, and these candidates are raising very large sums.
There's a couple of new platforms where the parties are bringing in money. Act Blue for the Democrats and Win Red for the Republicans. What role are they playing in the overall effort to raise money for political campaigns?
They play a huge role. Act Blue specifically has played a very large role for a while on the Democratic side that has allowed Democratic candidates to kind of use their platform and use their abilities to grow the number of grassroots donors to their campaign. So if you're a candidate in Michigan, Act Blue has really provided a way for you to raise money pretty effectively from donors across the country who are interested in supporting Democratic candidates across the country. The Republicans have not had a platform that has had the same type of success as Act Blue, but now going into 2020, I think the Republicans think that they've got some ideas for how to match that.
And so Win Red's the new kid on the block, and they're hoping it will do something as well as Act Blue.
That's what they're hoping, and we'll see how that plays out. There have been other hopes before that haven't really matched Act Blue.
We often talk about dark money, the cash that's funneled to campaigns for or against candidates, but who's giving that money remains secret. What kind of role do you expect dark money to play in the 2020 campaign compared to 2018 or 2016?
Yeah, I mean, I think dark money is always going to be something that's growing in our elections until, you know, there's legislative action to rein it in or to shed light on who these donors are. There are donors out there, large donors, that would rather give without their names attached to it. That's what dark money is. It's anonymous spending in our political elections, and it's been something that's growing. Where you really see the growth, however, is in this something called outside spending, super PAC spending, independent spending, however you want to classify it for people watching it. This is spending that's done outside of the candidate's campaign. So we talk about in the media all the time, here's how much this candidate raised and here's how much that candidate raised. That's really kind of the candidates showing their strength. A lot of the money in politics today comes through these independent groups that act outside of the candidates' campaigns. They can accept unlimited contributions. They can often take dark money as well that can't be traced back to a donor. The candidates have limits on how much they can raise, and their donors have to be disclosed to the public. So you've had this shift in recent years away from the candidate money and to this unlimited outside money that's independent of the candidates, supposedly. And that's a shift that we're going to continue to see. I try not to throw out a ton of numbers, but here are two numbers. The 8th district race for the U.S. House in 2018 was the most expensive U.S. House race Michigan's ever seen. Alyssa Slotkin and Mike Bishop. That race drew about $28 million. $17 million of that $28 million came from groups acting outside of the Bishop and Slotkin campaign. That's the wide majority of it.
Sometimes it sounds like that's the hand on the chessboard and the politicians end up being just pieces on the board. It's really kind of scary to see because we don't know where those influences come from.
No, and sometimes we don't know and sometimes we do. And a lot of times when we're able to figure out where the money's coming from, and especially these races for the U.S. House, it's being driven by, you know, a dozen or so very large donors who are interested in shifting the chessboard nationally. That was really a smart comment that you make about this being a chessboard. There are donors who want to see Democrats win the U.S. House. There are donors that want to see Republicans win the U.S. House, and they're investing in races to try to shift this chessboard, and it leads to some very expensive races across this country. And it's not all of the races are expensive. There's a chosen few where there is a ton of money. My mailbox in the 8th District in 2018 was seeing mailer after mailer after mailer. Someone's experience in another district in Michigan, like the 4th District or somewhere else, would be totally different.
I got to ask you, with these endless campaigns, because that's what they've become now, do you ever get a break? I mean, sounds like you're just gathering numbers all the time.
Yeah, I mean, we are gathering, we're trying to gather numbers all the time. And as people continue to fundraise more and more, it's something that we have to continue to do. I mean, there are breaks. I think I've had some time over the last months to do some other things than following the TV ad spending. But right now, this is what we've got to follow. I mean, because there's going to be a tremendous amount of spending here. Tracking where it's coming from and how much different candidates are spending and what groups are connected to them is kind of an essential part of democracy right now. Money is having a bigger effect, and money is a crucial part of the story of how our government is operating right now.
Craig Marger is with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. He keeps track of money raised and money spent on politics in Michigan. Craig, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Lester Graham. Have a great weekend.